Lifelines, pre-intermediate. Cassette 1, side 2. Tape script 4.4.
Heal. Live. Wheel. Cheat. Sit. Feel. It. Sleep. His. Rich. Hit. These.
Tape script 4.5. Hill. Heal. Live. Leave. Will. Wheel. Chip. Cheap. Sit. Seat. Fill. Feel. It. Eat. Slip. Sleep. His. He's. Rich. Reach. Hit. Heat. This. These. Tape script 4.6.
I'll see you tomorrow. What do you want? I'm going to have a drink.
Tape script 4.7.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the shops.
Can I come with you?
Yes, if you like.
Are you taking the car?
I want to walk.
But it's starting to rain.
That doesn't matter.
Oh, I'll stay at home then.
Okay, see you later.
Tape script 4.8. Part 1.
The train crossed into Bulgaria at 2 o'clock in the morning. Then it stopped, and suddenly there were a lot of policemen on the train. What's happening? I said in Italian to the old man next to me. I don't know, he said. Then 2 policemen came into our carriage, a tall, thin one and a short, fat one. They looked at everybody carefully, and then they looked at me again.
Come with us, please, the fat policeman said in English.
What, me? I said. Why? What's the matter?
Is this your bag? The tall policeman asked.
I began to ask a question, but policemen never like questions from young men, so I stayed quiet and went with them. In the station building there were a lot more policemen, and some people from the train. They were all young people, I saw. Some were afraid, some were bored. The police looked in everybody's bags, and then the people went back to the train. My 2 policemen took me to a table.
Your passport, please, the fat policeman said, and open your bag.
They looked at my passport and began to look through my bag.
Aha!
The tall policeman said suddenly. All my dirty shirts and clothes were out on the table.
Part 2.
The policeman picked up my bag and turned it over. Onto the table, out of my bag, fell packet after packet of American dollars. Nice new dollars. $50 notes in big packets. A lot of money. My mouth opened and stayed open.
50,000, 100,000, 150,000. There's $200,000 here, the tall policeman said.
What an interesting bag, Mr. Tom Walsh. But it's not my bag, I shouted. There was a big, happy smile on that policeman's face.
Well, he said, it's got your name on it. Look.
So I looked. And, of course, there was my name. And, yes, of course, it was my bag. So how did 200,000 American dollars get into my bag?
You cannot bring U.S. dollars into the country, the fat policeman said.
But I didn't bring them, I said quickly. They're not my dollars. I never saw them before in my life, and...
There was a lot of noise in the station. I looked out of the window and saw my train.
Slowly, it began to move. Hey! I shouted. That's my train!
The tall policeman laughed.
Oh, no, he said. You're not getting back on that train. You're staying here with us, in our beautiful country, he smiled happily.
Part 3.
So I never got to Sofia on Saturday. I was very unhappy about that. I wanted to have a little talk with Melanie and Carol, ask them one or two questions, you know. You're a nice guy, Tom. See you in Sofia, okay? Take you to the best restaurant in town.
Yeah, great.
And I never got down to Cyprus or North Africa that winter.
Oh, well, you live and learn.
It's not an easy life in prison, but it's warm in winter, and the food's not bad. And I'm meeting some interesting people. There's a man from Georgia. Boris, his name is. He comes from a place by the Black Sea. He's a great guy. When we get out of here, he and I are going down to Australia. Brisbane, perhaps. Or Sydney. Get a job on a ship. Start a new life. Yeah. Next year will be okay.
Unit 5. Tape script 5.1. 1.
Lead is heavier than iron, but gold is the heaviest.
2.
The Earth is further from the Sun than Venus, but Mars is the furthest.
3.
Christianity is an older religion than Islam, but Buddhism is the oldest.
4.
Canada is bigger than China, but Russia is the biggest.
5.
A jet engine is more powerful than a diesel engine, but a rocket engine is the most powerful.
6.
Rio de Janeiro is closer to the equator than Cairo, but Singapore is the closest.
Tape script 5.2. 1.
Which is the highest mountain in the world?
Mount Everest.
2.
Which is the biggest island in the world?
Greenland.
3.
Which elephant has bigger ears, the African or the Indian elephant?
The African.
4.
Which country has the largest population in the world?
China.
5.
Which animal is faster, a cheetah or a lion?
A cheetah.
6.
Which is the most ancient monument in the world?
The pyramids.
7.
Which is the most intelligent animal in the world?
Apart from human beings, the chimpanzee. But whales, dolphins, and orangutans are also very intelligent.
Tape script 5.3.
Who are the best drivers? Which drivers are the safest on the roads? According to a recent survey, young and inexperienced drivers are the most likely to have an accident. Older drivers are more careful. Gender makes a difference too. Young men have the worst accident records of all. They are generally more aggressive than older drivers. They also choose faster cars with bigger engines. One of the most interesting facts in the survey is that passengers have an effect on the driver. When young male drivers have their friends in the car, their driving becomes worse. When their wife or girlfriend is in the car, however, their driving is better,
But the opposite is true for women. Their driving is more dangerous when their husband or boyfriend is in the car.
Tape script 5.4.
Can I help you?
Yes. How much are these t-shirts?
They're £12.50 each.
I like this one, but it isn't big enough. Have you got it in a larger size?
Just a minute. No, I'm sorry, we haven't. What about the black one?
No, it's too dark. I prefer something lighter.
How about this blue one?
Yes, that's nice. I'll take it.
Anything else?
No, that's all. Thank you.
That's £12.50 then, please.
Here you are.
Thank you. That's £7.50 change.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Tape script 5.5. 1.
How much is this jacket?
It's £62.
Have you got it in brown?
Let me see. Yes, here you are.
Yes. Yes, it looks fine. I'll take it.
Thank you. Anything else?
No, thank you. That's all.
2.
Can I help you?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm only looking.
Okay. Let me know if you need any help.
Thank you.
3.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to try these shoes in a size 4, please.
Yes, just a moment. I'm sorry, but we've only got them in a 4.5. Do you want to try them on?
Yes, all right. Oh. No, I'm afraid they're too big.
Would you like to try anything else?
No, I'll leave it. Thanks anyway.
Thank you.
Four.
Excuse me, could I try these jeans on, please?
Certainly. The changing rooms are over there.
Thank you.
Are they all right?
No, I'm afraid they're too tight. Have you got them in a larger size?
Yes, here you are.
Thank you.
Are they any better?
Yes, they're fine. I'll take them. How much are they?
They're £34.
Five.
Could I have this jumper, please?
Certainly. Anything else?
Yes. Have you got any grey tights?
Are these okay?
No, they aren't dark enough.
What about these?
Oh, yes. They'll be fine.
Is that all?
Yes, thank you.
Well, that's £22.90 altogether then, please.
Tape script 5.6.
Oh. Dog. Jog. Song. Got. Want. Cost. Socks. Stop. What. Or. Door. Saw. All. Caught. Boring. Shorts. Ball. Four. Sport. Bought.
Tape script 5.7. 1.
How much are these jeans?
2.
Does he like this shirt?
3.
I need a pair of socks.
4.
Could I try them on?
5.
Come on, it's time to go.
6.
There's a good film on TV.
7.
I can play the piano.
8.
Were you at home yesterday?
9.
No, I was out all day.
10.
Here's a postcard from Jane.
Tape script 5.8. You've got what it takes. Unit 6. Tape script 6.1.
One afternoon, I went upstairs to have a bath. As I was getting into the bath, the telephone rang in the hall. I was expecting an important call, so I ran downstairs. There was nobody else at home, so I didn't get dressed again. However, while I was standing in the hall with nothing on, I heard voices outside the front door. It was my teenage daughter and her friends, but I couldn't get back upstairs in time. I put down the phone, ran into the living room, and hid behind the curtains. Unfortunately, the window cleaner was cleaning the living room windows. When I suddenly appeared, the poor man fell off his ladder. Fortunately, When my daughter and her friends heard the noise, they ran outside. When I looked out of the window, they were helping the window cleaner. So I went upstairs and put on a dressing gown. Luckily, the window cleaner wasn't hurt, but it was all very embarrassing.
Tape script 6.2. Conversation 1.
Excuse me. Could you tell me how to get to the station, please?
The station? Let me see. Oh, yes. Go down this road. Take the third turning on the left. That's Canning Street.
Canning Street?
Yes. Go along Canning Street and carry on until you come to the second set of traffic lights. Turn right there and you'll see a bridge in front of you. Don't go under the bridge. The station is on the left, just before it.
So that's down here and take the third turning on the left?
Yes, then carry on along there
till I come to some traffic lights.
To the second set of traffic lights. It's a big crossroads, and there's a BP garage on the corner. You can't miss it.
So to the second set of traffic lights, then turn right.
Yes, turn right, and the entrance to the station is just before the bridge. Between the bridge and the garage, in fact.
And how far is it?
Oh, it's a good 10 minutes walk.
Thank you.
Conversation 2.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the George Hotel is?
Nah, I'm sorry, love. I'm a stranger here myself.
Excuse me, do you know where the George Hotel is?
The George? Yes, of course. It's in Carlton Square, opposite the clock tower.
How do I get there?
Oh, it's quite easy to find. Turn left here, just past the zebra crossing. Then go straight on for about 100 yards, and you'll come to Carlton Square on your right. When you turn into the square, you'll see the clock tower. And the George Hotel is on the right, next to the post office.
Thank you very much.
Oh, not at all. I think the hotel car park is behind the hotel, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Tape script 6.3.
Ah. Map. Rapid. Natural. Hand. Fat. Man. Ah. Car. Castle. Aunt. Park. Calm. Start. A. Radio. Lake. Station. Came. Ancient. Today. Way. Or. All. Saw. Bald. Water. Small. Walk. Signal. Assistant. Again. Natural. Final.
Tape script 6.4. Stress on the first syllable.
Photograph. Million. Afterwards. Relative. Possible. Grandmother. argument. Dangerous. Genius. Property. Difficult. Company.
Stress on the second syllable.
Assistant. Financial. Expensive. Inherit. Cathedral. Museum.
Stress on the third syllable.
Unemployed. Engineer. Introduce.
Tape script 6.5.
In this week's edition of It Was a Normal Day, we hear stories from Robin, Catherine, and David. They tell us about normal days which became very unusual days. First, Robin's story.
It was nearly 10 years ago, so I was about 22. I was working as a builder at the time, and I was also the singer with a band in my free time. Anyway, we were building some houses near Farnham in Surrey. It was about 10:30 in the morning, and most of the other men were having their tea break. They were listening to the radio. I was working on the roof of one of the houses. There was another guy near me. He was painting the windows of the next house. Well, as I said, I sang with a band in my free time, and we had made a record called Wild One. None of the other guys at work knew about it. Anyway, it came on the radio. The man painting the window said, "Great, I think this record's stunning. If it doesn't reach number one, I'll eat my paintbrush." I felt very excited when he said that, but I didn't say anything. But then, when the record finished, the DJ came on and said, "There, straight into the charts this week at number 11 is Wild One."
And what did you do?
Well, that was enough for me. I climbed down the ladder, I gave my bag of tools to the other guys and said, "Here, you can have these, I'm off." And I left. 2 weeks later, our record hit number one, and we had several more hits after that.
So, a normal day became the start of an exciting new life for Robin. For Catherine, it was also the start of a new life. But...
Oh, yes, it was a normal day. A very normal day. That was the problem. It was 2 years ago now, about 8 o'clock in the evening.
What were you doing?
We were sitting in the living room. My husband was sitting in an armchair. He was reading the paper, as he always did. I was sitting on the sofa. I was knitting. Our daughter was expecting a baby, you see, our first grandchild. And I was knitting a little cardigan for it. Yellow it was. There was a quiz show on the TV. It was Strike It Lucky. Isn't it interesting how you remember these details? But we weren't really watching it.
And what happened?
Well, as I said, we were just having a normal evening at home, when suddenly my husband put down his newspaper and said, "I'm sorry, but I can't stand this any longer. I'm totally bored with our marriage. I don't love you, and I want a divorce."
How did you feel?
Well, I was stunned. I didn't know what to think or feel.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. It's funny, but I just carried on with the cardigan. But my husband went upstairs and packed a suitcase. When he came downstairs, I was still knitting. I just couldn't believe what was happening. He said, "I'm leaving." And I said, "Would you like a cup of tea first?" I don't know why I said that. It just came out automatically. Anyway, he just said, "Oh, my God, is that all you can say?" I wanted to talk about it, but he wasn't interested. He just picked up his suitcase and left.
Finally, we come to David's story. David is a bank manager.
Oh, yes. I can remember it as if it was yesterday. I was at work at the time, at the bank. I was having a meeting with my staff. We were all sitting around the big table in my office. It was a rather boring meeting, but most meetings are, I suppose. Anyway, while Sarah Harvey, the assistant manager, was speaking, my secretary came in and said, "There's a phone call for you." Well, normally my secretary doesn't interrupt meetings for phone calls. She takes her message. So I was surprised when she came in. "It's your wife," she said. "She says it's urgent." I was rather worried at this. My wife doesn't panic easily.
What did you do?
I went into the secretary's office and I picked up the phone. My wife answered, but immediately a man's voice came on the line. He said, "We've got your wife and children here. Listen and follow my instructions, and they'll be all right." I was shocked, but I listened to the instructions. "In 10 minutes' time," he said, "a man in a green jumper will come into your bank. Give him all the money from the safe. When he telephones me, we'll release your family." And then he put the phone down.
What did you do?
Well, I just did as he said. I had no choice. It was very worrying at the time, but everyone was all right in the end. The police found some of the money, but they never caught the men.
Unit 7. Tape script 7.1.
Have you seen the Taj Mahal?
No, I haven't. But I've always wanted to.
Have you ever visited the Parthenon?
No, I haven't been to Greece.
Have you ever been to New York?
Yes, I have. It's a great city.
Tape script 7.2.
Hello, Inga Lindstrom?
Yes?
I'm Martin Clay. I'm sorry I'm a bit late. Have you been here long?
No, just a few minutes. The plane was early.
Did you have a good flight?
Yes, it was fine, thanks.
Well, I've parked in the multi-story, so we need to take the lift over there. Here, let me take your suitcase.
Oh, thank you.
Have you ever been to Manchester before?
No. I've been to London, but this is my first visit to the north of England.
So you haven't seen the real England yet?
The real England? Oh, no, I haven't. Just London.
When were you in London?
About 3 years ago now.
Was that on business?
No, it was a holiday.
Oh, I see. Now, have you eaten?
Oh, I had something on the plane, but it wasn't very good, so I didn't eat much.
Okay, well, I've booked you into the Park Hotel, so I'll drop you there, then I'll come back in about half an hour, and we can go for a meal.
Oh, that sounds fine. Thank you.
Is everything okay with your room?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, well, now, what about something to eat? Have you ever tried Indian food?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's very hot, you know, spicy. Do you like hot food?
I'm not sure, but I'll give it a try.
Good. There's a new Indian restaurant near here. I tried it a couple of weeks ago and it's very good.
Oh.
It's called the Bombay.
Oh.
How was the meal?
Oh, delicious. But you were right.
It was very hot.
Well, not too hot, I hope. Have you seen the programme for your visit?
Yes, I received the copy last week, but I've left it at the hotel.
That's okay. I've got another one here. I haven't planned anything for the weekend yet. What would you like to do?
Oh, I haven't really thought about it.
Have you heard of the Lake District?
Oh, yes. I've always wanted to go there. We studied William Wordsworth's poems at school.
Right. Well, we'll try the lakes on Saturday, then. What about going off to...
Tape script 7.3.
The. Something. Thursday. Thousand. Mouth. Three. Tenth. Both. Tooth. Bath. Throw. 13. The. Sunbathe. The. Weather. Brother. That. There. These. Father. With.
Tape script 7.4. 1.
Are you going to the cinema?
Yes, we are.
2.
Can I give you a hand?
No, it's all right. I can do it.
3.
Do you like this program?
Yes, I do.
4.
Has John had lunch?
Yes, he has.
5.
Were the Johnsons going to the party?
Yes, they were.
6.
How was your trip?
It was fine.
7.
Was the meal okay?
Yes, it was.
8.
Can you swim?
Yes, I can.
Tape script 7.5.
When he left school, Maximilian also started work on the family farm. But he soon became bored. Country life wasn't for him. And so at the age of 18, he left the village. He's only been back 3 times since then. He went to Buenos Aires, and there he got a job on a ship that was sailing to the USA. On the ship, he met a rich American businessman. He liked Maximilian and offered him a job. Maximilian learnt quickly, and in the next 10 years he made a lot of money on Wall Street. He became a millionaire when he was only 25. Since then, he has been part of the international jet set. He's had 3 wives. When he was 30, he married a beautiful model, but she died 2 years later in a car crash. His second and third marriages both ended in divorce. For the last 10 years, he has lived alone in his luxury villa in the Bahamas. His family life has not been happy. 2 years ago, his son went to prison. One of his 2 daughters has become a drug addict. He's been on television several times, and the newspapers have followed his life closely. For the whole of his life, he has loved to travel. He's visited almost every country in the world.
Yes, I've made a lot of money. I've been everywhere and I've done everything. But has it made me happy? Not really. Now look at my brother, Emilio. For 70 years, his life hasn't changed at all. But he's happy. Yes, Emilio is a happy man.
End of side 2.